Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Shabaka is not able to join us tonight, so I will be hosting the show. And on tonight's episode of Shabaka's Experience Enhanced, we will be discussing, we will be having an update from me, Jesse, on my campaign for Denver Mayor. So on tonight's episode, we'll be having an update from our co-host, Chan Krumah, who is running for mayor of Denver, Colorado in the 2023 municipal election. what's happening with his campaign. Is he getting the support he thought he would? Did he get enough donations to apply for the Denver Fair Elections Fund? Is Brother Jeff still hating on his campaign? What upcoming events does Jesse have planned? To support our co-host campaign, please go to https://officialflc21.wixsite.com/Jesse for Denver 2023. This episode goes to our 18 years of age or older. Nice tuning in. Take this overlay off. Hold on 1 second, Black Simon. Sorry. I had to have a conversation. So we're on StreamYard and Blog Talk tonight. Sorry. Hello, viewer. If you would like to call in, the call-in number is at the bottom of the screen. 516-418-5996. And press 1, and you'll be added to the queue. You see from the screen, I'm running for Denver Mayor. It says, Jesse for Denver Mayor 2023. Shout out to Lady Che for creating this flyer to promote the campaign. And also make sure you check out Frontline Black News every Saturday at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. So let's get down to it. Nobody's called in yet. What's happening with the campaign? So we got roughly 6-7 months left of this campaign. I've been out in the community every week getting the word out about the campaign. This past weekend, I was at this Make a Chess Move event that Brother Philip Douglas put on. It was the 10th annual Harvest Fest. And the people that attended were very happy to see me. They were very happy to see that I was running for mayor. And they were very happy to see that I had tangible specifically for Black people. We follow the New Black Media here. We are part of the New Black Media. And we've been pushing tangibles for the past 2 years. So any politician that's seeking your vote demands something tangible for your vote. Stop just giving your vote away. Stop just voting because the white-owned media told you to go out and vote. Vote because you have an agenda and a cause. And that is the Black agenda, and the cause is reparations in the form of $100 trillion for past, present, and future. The past, present, and future atrocities this United States government, this corporation, continues to put our people through in 2022. So before I even filed for office, I was making it a point to create tangibles specifically for Black people in this city in Denver, Colorado. And I was warned before I even started, you know, not to even bother, but I don't listen to the naysayers. I don't listen to the haters. I just do what I need to do for the betterment of our people. So I've also been participating in this landmark forum. That's a whole nother discussion. Right now I'm just creating a buzz, getting the word out that the campaign is underway, that I am running in this race. I was featured in the Denver Post back in July, featured in the Denverite, featured in several publications out here in Denver. So people have been reading up on me. They've been learning my name, what I stand for. So Team Paris is in full effect. We also have an interview set up with the first interview with the New Black Media. Sincere Love the Guy is going to interview me on October 5th. So we're definitely looking forward to that because it'll be the first interview from the New Black Media, and we want the New Black Media to support our campaign, support the campaign, to get behind us, because we are pushing the B1 agenda, a Black First agenda, It's about time black people are prioritized in the city. It's about time our issues are put at the forefront. And later for these other groups. Shout out to the viewers. What's cracking, Jay Militant? You want to get on the StreamYard? Sorry, I'm doing two things at the same time, so I got to differentiate between StreamYard and Blog Talk. Jay Militant, if you want to call in, the number is 516-418-5996. You press 1 and you'll be added to the queue. Lady Chase says hello as well.
I'm going to be on in like 2 minutes.
Lady Chase is going to be joining us shortly. Okay. This is going to be a short show tonight, Black Family. We have some other business to attend to. So back to the questions, what's happening with the campaign. That's the latest update. We have to file on the 30th of September. There's a lot of money being raised against me. It seems somebody is scared of the Black First agenda, and they're going out of their way to stifle my media. Facebook has put me in Facebook jail. I can't access one of my accounts. This is the second time they've done this. The first time they did, they deactivated one of my accounts. So to hell with FedBook, FBI book, fascist book. We have our own platform, so that's what we're using. Am I getting the support I thought I would? Well, Denver, unfortunately, is full of a bunch of raccoons. So they will only support you if white people are supporting you, even if you have an agenda that's specifically for them, and that will be beneficial for them. But the black grassroots is supporting me, no doubt. The unhoused neighbors are supporting me, no doubt. So I am getting the support I thought I would. Because I didn't want support from the bourgeoisie. I didn't want support from the house Negroes. I want to support from the people that's on the ground, in the struggle, deep in the struggle, and want something specifically done for them. So I'm definitely getting that support. Unfortunately, I have not got enough donations to apply for the Fair Elections Fund. Honestly, if you ask me, it's not a Fair Elections Fund. If any and everybody can opt into getting this money from the city, is it really fair? When this was created and passed in 2018, it was supposed to be for candidates that were not seen as viable, meaning didn't have white money behind them, and not for just any and everybody. So now any and everybody's jumping to this race. As I said on the last show, we have like 12 people running for Denver mayor. Only 3 of us really should have applied for the Fair Elections Fund. The rest of them, they don't need a Fair Elections Fund. Representative Leslie Harris, she doesn't need a Fair Elections Fund. Councilwoman at large, Debbie Ortega, she doesn't need a Fair Elections Fund. They already have coffers. They already have money put in place. Leslie Harris got her 250 donations in less than 24 hours. But yet I'm struggling to get donations counted to be matched because they're saying, oh, they can't have the same address. They have to be from a certain place. They have to be from a certain location. They just have to come from Denver voters. But they're definitely giving me the runaround, and we're pointing it out, Black family. And as Tariq Nasheeda said, politics is war without bloodshed. And this is definitely war. So the next question is Brother Jeff still hating on my campaign? Yes, he is. He is literally going out of his way to talk about identity politics. This is not identity politics. This is literally putting black people first. But he's saying that I'm telling people that only reason why they should vote for me is because I'm black. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying the reason why they should vote for me is if they want their priorities put first, they should support me and what I have going on. Yes, he always says that. He says that every week. He talks about identity politics, and, you know, that's directed at me. and I was there on Saturday. They had a town hall meeting this past Saturday where they were talking about violence and DPS. For those that don't know, we just had several shootings at these schools, eight active shooters at these schools. East High School was on lockdown yesterday. Also, yeah, okay, they were pretend calls, Lady Che is saying. So anyway, they had a town hall, and I was the only mayoral candidate that was present for this town hall. And Brother Jeff kept going out of his way to acknowledge that. Said, well, Jesse Parrish is the only candidate for mayor that's present for this town hall, and I thanked them and kept it pushing. But this is the same guy that actually told me that I need to ask for his vote, for him to support me. He told me this in 2019 when I ran for city council at large, almost 15,000 votes with no money. So in 2022, I asked him before I even filed. I said, can I count on your support for mayor? Can I count on your vote for mayor? He just smiled. So now he looks like he's supporting either Leslie or Debbie Ortega. But as Pop's chairman Sekou would say, I don't want his support, nor do I need it. So we just report the news here. That's why we have a program called Frontline Black News. And we just keep y'all updated on what's happening. I'm in this race. I don't plan to drop out this race. I plan to finish this to the very end. And that's the update on that. And upcoming events. There's an event that's happening this weekend that I'm going to attend. It's around community land ownership. So me and Lady Che will be at this event this Saturday. It's from 9 to 5. I think it's too late now to register for it. But we'll definitely be present for this stuff. Like I said, Sincere Love to God is going to interview me on October 5th. What else is going on? Let me check the stream yard out real quick. He said, I can't right now. I'm waiting on a phone call about some business. Okay, Jay, I got you. Okay. Okay, there I am. So here we go. You want to talk?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put Lady Che on. You ready now? All right. Here comes Lady Che, y'all. Hold on.
Jesse had a big old forehead. Was that two little eyeballs? Hold on. Just see my stockings because they're tight. Okay. Good evening, Dreamyard. Chewbacca's Black Experience in Hand. This is your regular contributor, Lady Che, aka Dutch Dog, aka Brandy Majors. What up, little eyeball? Jay Militant. What's up? Where are we at? YouTube? Facebook?
We're on YouTube, Facebook.
We're everywhere. All right. So four. He's ambitious today. Four places. All right. Hold on, Charlie. Hold on. Let me just get this out the way. The light is making me indifferent. Hold on one second, okay? Will I destroy his desk? I didn't mean to. It's just a lot of light. And it's really messing me up right now. All right. Let me help myself up. Jesus. Right. MacGyver. All right. Yeah, let's talk about this campaign. Jesus Christ. FBA. Jesse, help me. Okay. Jesse, help me. What is it? Fucking this whole shit up over here. Alright. I don't know why it's so bright. Like, why it's so bright right there? Ugh. Turn that light off. Alright, can't see. Hold on, once I turn it right on. It's just like way too much light. And it's affecting my vision. I can't concentrate. Can't see me. I'm like stupid bright. Somebody say it. Just somebody tell them I'm so bright. Type it in the chat. All right. Let's get into it real quick. I can't see myself. Thank you. Brother Jeff. Yeah, Brother Jeff. I know. Jesus Christ. The hair is bothering me. All right. Yeah, so he felt like Jesse should beg him, you know what I mean? Like, should beg and be like, oh, you're going to, you know, ask me for my blah, 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 blah. Man, we done discussed this shit like 80 million fucking times already. Why? We don't need your fucking free vote of confidence, because, like, your vote is, like, it, like, you don't mean shit. You're like, wishy-washy. Why would you want everybody's vote of confidence if they don't even know what the fuck they're voting? They're confident in their vote, where their vote is going. They'll be appeased by any light fucking face, like any Hispanic motherfucking or all inclusive face. They're just happy with the big fucking Democratic talking points. You know what I mean? It's like God, man, I wish we could play that song just the way I like, the way I was like, yeah, like, it's like, anybody knows about Pimpy? No, Chicago. I showed this shit yesterday when I did the RBA, right? Check it out, Belly. So everybody wants us to do this all-inclusive shit, you know? And we need people West and whatnot. There's not enough shit to read. And don't change up now just because I said it. Keep your same energy. Don't try to change up now. Oh, little stupid ducks. Keep that same energy. You didn't have shit to read. All you had was pictures. And your pictures... I'm only referring to the black candidates, which is how many that we could actually watch. One, two, three. Three that we could actually look at, right? Okay, so we're talking to the other three black candidates, the off-brands. Talking to them, okay? Don't try to change up now because we already scoped your shit out, your little work of websites and whatnot. All you have is pictures of you hugged up with Hispanics and Asians and white people. And you got a whole community, bit maybe small, maybe, you know, maybe pushed out of their own areas and they're like on the outskirts or whatever. They look richly melanated like you. See what I mean? But where are you at? Where are you at? Pipe gliding and fucking getting hugged up on and holding hands, shaking hands, and making blah 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 blah. Still in talking points and da 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 da. Man, come on with that shit. But this week I was over there reading an article. I was watching a little picture, you know, like a little video that went with the article. And I see Leslie Harrod, right? And one of these Hispanic events, she wearing a sombrero, cuz. And she got a big old hat on. There's some motherfucking Hispanic dude all hugging up on her shit. And all cheesy and shit. Is that what we're doing? Is that how we're going to make this impact? You know, so in regards to a fair election, just the other point, and we should say this, but when we talk at home, or we're talking mostly at my house, and I'd be like, what's fair about that? When that lady did what she did, we knew her, it's just like the B1 agenda, right? We know that it's going to be a marathon and not a sprint, right? So Team Paris, I fired myself today, so Team Paris, Team Paris, I'm just kidding, knew that this was going to be a race. So we had decided to pace ourselves and burn up the street, make it real, real hot. This is generally what it was. You'd be surprised at how many black people are actually here in the city of Denver, which is a really good thing. This is a really good thing. And the Fair Elections Fund, if you just think about it, you listen to them tell it, I don't give out information, but when you listen to them tell it, it was meant for individuals like Jesse, the off-brand Terrence Roberts, that off-brand Terrence Roberts, and Mr. Tavoya, okay? I throw Mr. Tavoya in there, but Mr. Tavoya about the Jesse doing the work for many, 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 many years. So I kind of exclude him from, you know, bad, you know, like I just exclude him, you know, like for me when I'm talking shit. So then for individuals like that, okay, like the regular motherfuckers, the motherfuckers ain't got no money backing them like that. You know, they're not, there's no banker standing behind them, or it's just a regular joke, you know what I mean? And so when you hear about it like that and you say, oh man, anybody could donate, like $5 turns into what? Like $5 turns into what? $450?
$50
turns into $450, it turns into like $45. Okay, like $5 will magically multiply itself into like $45. $50, you know, so you do the math. It just kind of it doubles or triples or some shit like that. It does what?